Well, I have no president. That's the handwritten message on a wall in Guatemala City, where thousands of people have been filling the streets demanding the resignation of President Otto Perez Molina because of a corruption scandal that's already seen his former vice president jailed. Molina denies involvement, but investigators say they've intercepted phone calls that could be referring to the president, people talking about the number one and the owner of the farm taking bribe money. Last week, we spoke with a reporter who said while the U.S. presidential candidates talk a lot about illegal immigration, they never talk about the root causes, including scandals like this one. Eric Olson is deputy director of the Latin American Center at the Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington. Eric, tell us more about this scandal.
Yes, well, in April of this year, the Attorney General of Guatemala announced, with the support of a UN investigative body, that they had conducted thousands of inquiries and listened in on to thousands of phone calls and uncovered a scheme whereby business people that were importing and exporting were evading the customs duties that they needed to pay, and that scheme reached into the office of the vice president. Her personal secretary was alleged to be the leader of that ring. At that moment in April, they did not single out the president, Otto Perez Molina, but obviously suspicion since then has run high. And just a couple weeks ago, the same attorney general said now they had evidence that they believed signaled that President Molina himself was directly involved in the scheme. So this has shaken everyone's confidence in the government.
Well, of course, he denies that, as we said, although he's apologized for his staffers being involved in it. And you say they intercepted and listened in on phone calls. There was actually a hotline.
There was a hotline. There were numerous other ways in which they very carefully uncovered this scheme. This is one of the really interesting things for Guatemala, because in general, Guatemala's capacity to investigate this kind of sophisticated crime, and most really only any kind of crime, is very limited. So they clearly, with the support of the United Nations body, it's called the Anti-Impunity Commission in Guatemala, were able to carry out a very sophisticated investigation that uncovered this level of corruption.
What's the name of the hotline?
La Línea is the name of the network of corrupt officials that allowed them to evade the customs duty. So it was a network of officials in the ports and up and down government that became the line, or La Línea, of corruption within Guatemala.
And the line also, you know, could refer to the hotline, but as you say, it's the whole network. Well, so there are calls now for Molina's resignation, calls for impeachment, but his term ends in January anyway, and the electorate is looking at an election coming up. So what's the move to push him out?
Well, I think a lot of people are saying, yes, the election's on September 6th, just a few days away. One could just give him a pass. But for many people, this has been the story of Guatemala. Give him a pass. Let him buy. Let him be corrupt and then leave office and prosecute them later. And a lot of people have said enough is enough. People need to be held accountable now. When they commit a crime, the process needs to go forward. And I think, frankly, it's a real testament to those who believe in the structures of government and are trying to make them work effectively. We understand that this process will take some time, but why not start that process now rather than just sort of sending the message to cover up or push it off into the distance?
Well, and what happens if he's pushed out and there is turmoil, or if he stays and there is more turmoil? Last week we spoke with Jose Diaz-Balart from Telemundo, and he said this is the kind of thing that, unchecked, does drive people across borders illegally. Your sense?
Well, certainly, but the kinds of conflict, violence, and extreme poverty that have been inflicting Guatemala go way back, far beyond April of this year when this particular scandal was uncovered. So I wouldn't say that this is sort of the beginning of a process of people giving up on the country. I think, in fact, it's an opportunity to for people to restore their faith in government if government can respond and react effectively and in a transparent way and hold all high-level officials who have committed corruption accountable.
That's Eric Olson, Deputy Director of the Latin American Program at the Wilson International Center for Scholars, talking about a scandal that's roiling Guatemala. Eric, thank you.
You're very welcome.